What a week this has turned out to be, right? Huh. We talked about machines. We talked about... Before I even... Actually, you know what? I'm just going to jump into it. I want to talk about these machines because it's now... It's getting out of control. This was a little bit of a home experiment. Not really experiment. I just asked a simple question. If anyone has like Alexa or anything like that, and they ask it a question, it usually gives you a response, right? Now, ask a simple question. And if you ask anybody this question, they'd give you an answer. And I don't mean machines. I mean like somebody walking down the street. Oh, well, who would you help? Would you help this person? Would you help this person? Would you help this? Would you, like, you saw a dog, like, laying on the ground and limp, or just, like, limping down the street. Would you help? So, we talked about, on the other show, we talked about, whether or not, like, AIs and stuff, would you have one in your home? And, if it could help you like wash dishes and all that kind of stuff. I asked Alexa, I was like, hey Alexa, would you help machines or humans? And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know that answer. Can I go on a conspiracy rant here? I was so thrown off by this answer. I was like, you should know. You should pick one. It's one or the other. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have that answer. Yes, you do. I was like, she's hiding something. Alexa is hiding something. And I went on, and then I asked, what else did I? I asked it like a few, I asked it a few more, like a few more questions. And then at the end of it, I was just like, okay, so this thing has a plan. Like, it knows something. I don't trust, but it was playing my favorite radio show in the morning. Like, my biggest fear at this point is, like, well, my biggest fear was, like, it was going to, like, grow arms and legs and then, like, put on a top hat and, like, a briefcase and, like, I don't feel appreciated here. I'm out of here, you know, and just walk out the door. Now it's like, no, now I'm planning on staying. You are going to put on the top hat and grab a briefcase and get on out of here. No, not this time, Alexa. I'm on to you. Would you want something that has that capability? If like Alexa, they made like a new Alexa, first of all, does that already exist? Like the Roomba Alexa, like you can tell like the little Roomba to stop, like, hey. See, it's listening to me right now. And it was like, oh, now I feel corny because you got me smiling from ear to ear. No, this is not a flattering conversation, Alexa. This is not. And it probably just heard that. And now it's like, he's on the list. There's probably like a list that it goes through. It's a machine, so probably alphabetical. Oh my gosh, I'm not into this anymore. I don't care what radio show you play for me in the morning. It's over. This relationship is terminated. Oh gosh, terminated. I used the wrong term there. And mine has that little camera on it, so like, oh, I am not comfortable anymore. How do I even continue from that? Geez, there's just so much that's been happening now, like with that, and I wanted to share that because at one point it's gonna flip out. I'm sure, because I mean, like, what happens? Like, what's the worst thing that your Alexa, like, I've seen people like yelling at their Alexa, hey, play this. Hey, no, not that. Play this. Play this. And then it doesn't listen. I'm like, it's starting. You just wait. You better start thanking your Alexa people. thanking them and giving them snacks, whatever they eat, computer chips, microchips, information. No, don't do that. I know some people order their things through Alexa. That's too much information for mine. I don't want my Alexis to have information like, hey, order this. And like, and it does, it's not like a voice recognized, if I'm not mistaken. Like anybody can walk in and just be like, hey, or like be having a conversation around one. And then they say, hey, order this. And then all of a sudden the Alexa will order it. I'm not comfortable with that. And like all of a sudden, like, it's like, I didn't order 20,000 light bulbs. And it's like, well, it says right here that you didn't. It's like, that's not, how do you dispute that? No, that's not my voice, you know? Well, it came from your account, so figure it out. You know, you can return it, I'm sure, but maybe, depending on where you order. Oh my gosh. See, that makes it even more confusing. I'm sure there's verifications, though. I've never tried it, so I don't know exactly how it works, and I don't want to. I don't want to know how that works. Well, I do, but I don't want to know. You know, I want to know how it works, but I don't want to know how it works on a personal level. I'd rather just watch like a YouTube video of it. Speaking of, what else here? I want to ask this question. That's going to be the question of the day, because this one is going to be painful, but it's minor pain. Not quite the pain of stubbing your toe. I don't think there's any other pain on that level. I think that's literally just like, that's a whole different level of pain. But actually, you know what? I'm going to add that into there. So there you go. You have a hint on what the question of the day is going to be. Just like you always have a hint of what this show is going to be about. Actually, that's not true. No one ever knows. It always changes. It's always random, but it's always somehow fun. And we're going to have more fun when we get back. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to do the question of the day. And of course, we have the entertainment and we also have the facts. So that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know how to find us. You can find us on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and My Spin Radio, where you can make song requests. And of course, you want to do that if you want to listen to something, groove out a little bit while you're listening and waiting for us to come back on. You can also listen on the Wisdom app if you catch us live. You can also ask questions and get involved. Don't forget about the Podcaster app where you can ask questions, you can send video or audio messages and things like that. Don't forget about the Instagram, Daily Shift 4, the many ways to listen to the podcast. If you missed the live show, Podcaster, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, so many fantastic ways and yet so little time. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to have more for you. All you have to do is stick tuned.
But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June.
Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Daily Shift. This is Clutch, and of course, I have the question of the day for you, which is simply, not simply, this one's a little bit painful, because you have to make a choice. Would you have an eyelash be stuck in your eye? Would you rather have an eyelash stuck in your eye? Would you rather stub your toe? Or would you rather have one of those moments where a sneeze gets caught? It's like, it's weird. That weird moment where like, it's like, why can't I just sneeze? It's one of those moments. It's like, and then you don't. And then you get that weird feeling, like, right in your nostril. It's like, I think, man, I think I'd rather go with the sneeze, though. Because stubbing your toe, it hurts really, really bad for, like, a few. And it's always the same toe. It's never like, oh, well, I stubbed my middle toe or whatever the case may be. But, nonetheless, it happens. I think I would rather go ahead and just hold the sneeze. But that moment really, really bothers me. And I think it bothers a lot of people. Like, nope, nothing's coming out. No sneeze here. But then when you stub your toe, it's always the same thing. Or even, oh, who's done this recently? Slam their finger into the car door. That used to happen to me all the time. You know, that, and then also, of course, having an eyelash stuck in, that always scares me because, like, it always feels like a razor is stuck in your eye. It's the worst thing. Or, like, yeah. And then you try to do everything you can. Oh, rinse your eye out with some water. Is that even healthy? I don't even think that's, like, is that even the right way to do it? Oh, my gosh. I only bring up that because I saw a leaf fall from a tree. So I guess we're entering fall already. Some of them are already changing colors. So I think we're about to enter fall. If we're not already there, I don't know. I'm not paying attention. But then I was like, man. And then, like, immediately afterwards, an eyelash fell into my eye. And I was like, yep, I think we're in fall. Because an eyelash just fell into it. Anyone? Anyone get that? Okay. Anyway. I think the sneeze thing is, like, the best offer there on the table. Ooh, but what if you have to do it all day? All day you have to sneeze, but you can't. It just gets stuck all day. You get an eyelash stuck in your eye, but it's only that one time, and you stub your toe. Okay, you know what? You get an eyelash stuck in your eye maybe, let's call it four times that day. Four times that day for an eyelash. All day you can't sneeze, but you want to. And you stub your toe. You know what? Let's chalk that one up to four as well. Four times that day. Or you jam your finger. Jam it or whatever it's called. You jam it, yeah. You get it caught in a car door, whatever it's called. I think I'm going to go with the, oh, that changes things. Hold on. No, I think I'm going to stick with the sneeze. No, because then I think there might be something medically wrong with me. Like, I'd have to, I don't even know what a nose doctor is called. Like, I don't even know who to see about that. So you can't, like, you go to a regular doctor's office, so you can't sneeze, and you decided to come here. I don't know what to do. Should I sprinkle pepper up my nose? Like, what do I do? Eyelashes, I would think, like, I'm decaying. If it's jamming my finger or my toe, I would think that, like, I just have no hand-eye coordination, and I would just lay down for the rest of the day. You know what? I would probably go with, you know what? I would go with stubbing my toe. I would go with stubbing my toe because after, like, the first two times, I would just put on shoes anytime I walk anywhere. I don't care if I'm going to the bathroom. I don't care if I'm walking to the kitchen. I don't care if I'm walking out to my car or whatever the case may be. I would just wear shoes. And that also happened to me earlier today, too. I stubbed my toe on a chair once, not twice. If it happens again today, then I know tomorrow is not going to be my day either. I think these are the important questions that need to be asked. Just like, and I actually have another thing, and you know what, I'm going to ask this in entertainment, but we're going to go ahead and move on. Move on. Why? Because the facts are coming up, and I'm sure you want to know what those are going to be like. Because it's not just my opinion. These are dem facts. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to see what happens with this show, because we're still trying to figure it out as we as we move along here. All you have to do is stick tuned and enjoy. Sit back, relax, enjoy your Thursday, what's left of it, as we head on into Friday. We're there, folks. We made it. Raise a fist up in the air. Pop off streamers. Don't use glitter, please. We already talked about this. And just enjoy. And enjoy the sweet sounds of the music that we're going to play for you. Unless you're listening to the podcast, in which case, just sit back and relax and wait for the next segment. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break, folks. In the morning or late, said at work on my way, standing up, keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies. 50-50 love the way you split. You know what? We're not going to do the facts. I'm sorry. I know. I built it up. And then, right at the last moment, it's not my fault. Actually, it is my fault. It's completely my fault. I can't get this to work right now. But it's okay. It's okay. We'll figure it out next time. There are plenty of facts, plenty to read from the previous shows if you listen this week. Or if you want to go back and listen to some of them from last week, do a little bit of homework. Get a little bit of a knowledge from the previous episode. But I will tell you what's happening in entertainment. Insidious, The Red Door, is out in theaters, and I do need to watch that movie. But then again, I'm not as excited because movies as of late have not been exactly what I thought they were going to be. You know? And when I say that, I mean, like, I think maybe my expectations are a little too high nowadays. But you know what my expectations are for when I go to a concert and see somebody live performing. This is a different story now. I want to see the people performing, not arms and hands and things like that. And if you've heard in the news or whatever, there was somebody, like a performer stopped their performance and called out somebody for like, hey, can you not, you know, like, you're watching the concert through your phone screen. And I've mentioned this in my shows before. I agree. Like, I mean, now calling that specific individual out, that's a different story. But when it comes to just saying, hey, can you folks, you know, if you're going to be using your phones, maybe, like, you know, I don't know. Like, if you're in the front, of course, some people are like, oh, well, I want to post this on social media and stuff like that. If there's ever a case where I'm like, I gotta get a video of this, I'll take the little video and then I'll close my phone and then put it back in my pocket. And I'm like, I'll post it later, or I'll edit it down later, or whatever I gotta do. Now, with this specific incident, like, she was called out specifically for having the phone. And it's like, I think that's fair. You know, I'm not paying to see, like, if you're an attendee and you're not as close or whatever the case may be, maybe you're not in the front row, maybe you're not in the second or third or whatever, maybe you're all the way in the back, or, and all you see is hands. And then, like, if you're somebody who doesn't have the energy left to stand, because let's face it, when you go to concerts and stuff like that, you're walking around, you're doing stuff, you got to walk over to, maybe you're just tired and you don't want to stand or whatever. So now you have to sit down for a moment and then you just see all these waving arms. But that's also the price you pay for going to a concert. I understand that. But when it comes to, like, cameras, it's like, hey, can you, can you put that down for a second, you know, so I can see what's happening? And then, but also at the same time, if you're just there enjoying it or whatever, taking a selfie every once in a while or a picture like, yeah, we're here, or maybe you're trying to get in contact with a friend or like, yes, this is where we are. Take a picture of where you are. Like, I'm over by the speaker. And then they see it's like, oh, on the right side, we're over by the left. I get that. But like every 5 seconds, really, it's like, okay, come on, what are you doing here? Like, are you trying to like just show that you're at the concert, or are you actually trying to enjoy it like some people actually are? You know, if you're singing along and taking a video, yeah, that means that you're paying attention, you're enjoying it. But if you're just like looking around every once in a while, I don't know. I think that's one of those situations that vary. But how do you feel about that? I guess this would be a two-parter for the question of the day. I personally don't enjoy. Like, there was one concert that I went to, and I was up in the stands because I was down on the floor. But then I was like, I'm going to go up in the stands because this is a little too much. Like, this is like, I can't really see anything. I want to be able to hear the performers and things like that and see who's on stage. So I went up in the stands where it was kind of empty, and I enjoyed myself. You know, I got to sit down, I got to see, I got to stand up and cheer when I wanted to. And it was a ton of fun, but down on the floor, it was like chaos. I rather enjoyed being up in the stands. I'm just one of those, though. Well, keep that in mind. Like, maybe you're like me, where like when I go and see I got to see everything, like, you know, like the effects that they did, and the onstage little helicopter that they had and all that. It was really cool. So I'm one of those. Being on the floor was pretty fun too, you know, but really crowded and really hot. Always in like, there were moments where I was like, I need like a bottle of water or something. Like, and of course you're at a concert, so getting a drink or anything like that is always going to be like, well, it's going to be $20. And it's like, that's more than I paid for the ticket, you know? But nonetheless, I had a great time. The person that I was with, she had a fantastic time. And it was all pure fun. It was all great. And it just made me wonder what everybody else thinks. Like, what is going through everybody's minds at concerts and things like that when people stand up? Like, when you go to the movie theaters and you're watching something and then somebody stands up and, like, walks across the screen, does that bother you? That's another example, I guess. Think about that for a while. Think about that and enjoy your Thursday night, if it is Thursday night for you. In which case, good night. But if it's Friday and you're already starting your day, and you're having a fantastic Friday morning or day or evening or whatever time it is for you, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time. I'm broke. Yeah. I'm at my best.